Last week we were talking about Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, a lot of interesting ha'aris in the Indian. We had also on Thursday we mentioned the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Chanukah. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about a person who has only enough oil for either Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, and we say Ner Shabbos is taking priority because of Shalom Bayis. And this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Ayin Ches. Ner Shel Shabbos Kodem and Ner Shel Chanukah. So the Mechaber writes, it's only one sif over here. Misha in Yadu Maseges Liknos Ner Chanukah V'Ner Shabbos Yikna Ner Shabbos Ne Shalom Beiso. Now, how does this play out for us? It's interesting. There are a lot of interesting ha'aris you can get in terms of the lumdus, in terms of the practical component as well. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings in the Magen Avraham. Yesh Omrim, he says, Bizman hazeh, shemadlikin bifnim. So we know the original takana was to light Ner Chanukah outside. So we can understand that I have a situation where Ner Chanukah being outside and Ner Shabbos will be inside, and if you don't have enough money for both, so which one would you take? So you have to have the Ner Shabbos because it's Shalom Bayis. But Bizman hazeh, that the Gemara says, Mishas hasakana, so Menicha Shulchano, and then many Rishonim hold that this now becomes the new way that we fulfill Ner Chanukah, that we write inside. Some Rishonim say even B'diavad you could have been Yotze inside also even in earlier times, but certainly today this is how we commonly are Mekayim Mitzvah. So therefore, Yikne Ner Chanukah. So then use the money for Ner Chanukah, Sharei Lo Yeshiv B'Choshach, because then you'll have light. The halacha is asur l'shtamish l'ora. You're not allowed to use the light of Ner Chanukah for yourself. So Mishnah Berurah continues, va'af al pisha asur l'shtamish l'ora, havi kishas hasakana, v'isa l'el b'sim t'afesh ayin alef, t'manich al shulchano. Yeah, but you're allowed to have it on your table, so that's okay. This is what he brings from the Magen Avraham. But then he says, they may argue on this. Avo rov achronim hiskimu de'en l'chalik b'zeh b'in zman ha'gemar l'zmanenu. And therefore, you shouldn't say, well, because it's different today, therefore, this halacha doesn't apply, and therefore, just use it and use it for inside. Now, the truth is, he mentions the issue of l'shtamish l'ores. It's far from clear that something like this would be considered l'shtamshus. That halacha of l'shtamish l'ora is brought earlier in Tafesh Ayin Gimel. What goes into that iser, mishlamish to the or of the Ner Chanukah? So, one thing you can medayik from this Gemara is that the Rashba's medayik already that the fact that Rava says that you should use the money to buy near Shabbos. So he says, why shouldn't you use the money for near Chanukah and light inside because it's no worse than Shasa Sakana? And the answer must be because Rava holds asur l'shtamish l'ora. That's what the Rashba says in the sugya of asur l'shtamish l'ora. He brings a right from Rava's statement about Ner Shabbos is takes priority over Ner Chanukah, that Rava must hold asur l'shtamish l'ora. What goes and the Rashba goes on and says, you see, even eating a Suda Shabbos, which is a mitzvah, would also go into the iser of l'shtamish l'ora, even a dvar mitzvah. In the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings down the halacha asur l'shtamish b'Ner Chanukah, it says, "Afil levdok mos umnosin laora aser, afil tashmish shel kedusha kigon lomod laora aser. Even tashmish shel kedusha like learning would be aser. V'yesh mishematir betashmish shel kedusha. So machlokes whether that would be included or not. And that's why we have the Shabbos in order that we should say that if you're mishtamish, you mishtamish for based on the extra light of the Shabbos. But here you have an interesting question." So the fact that a person is not going to bump into something, because that's the reason that you have Ner Shabbos, that you don't bump into the wall or whatever, Shalom Bayis, that's called Ishtamshus with an air, that you have enough light that you're not going to bump your head or whatever. Is that really called Ishtamshus? So it's not so simple. The Sharet Zion over here in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, in Tafesh Ayin Gimel, Sifkat and Yud Aleph, it says, talking about the Isser Mishtamish L'Ora, but Dafka B'Seshu Al Kopam Tashmish. Okay, so he says, kosher ain't a mishtamish klum asher leishi bebeisa b'shasha ner Chanukah delekes. That's not a problem to be in the house when you just have the ner Chanukah lit. So he brings on the bottom in the Sharet Zion, even if you don't have a Shamus, without a Shamus, Ubiyosa means that Kasa Prichadash, Shuva Besharit Shuva, which is here on the page as well, the Lelechel or Ner Chanukah, Liros, Shuva Yikashel, that all the Ner Chanukah is doing for you is helping you avoid bumping into somebody or something. Shari, Dilom Mechuyev Lahatzim Einav, Yem Mechuyev to close your eyes. Dilom Mikri Tashmish, that's not called the Mishtamish to Ner Chanukah. If if the alternatives to have to close your eyes. So maybe you're not going to close your eyes, but maybe you're going to see something that's not called Ishtamshus. That's what he brings from the Pichadash, and the Shari Tshuva brings this as well. And the Shari Tshuva on this page actually is mitzayin this halacha that we just mentioned here, over here. The Shari Tshuva says, kosher enu mishamish klum asher leisha beveso, based on what we just quoted from the Sharet Zion from the Pichadash, or be'emes shekein mevur b'magen Avraham u'kaman simetar feshayin ches. B'mashe kasav, the achshav shemaligin b'fnim, the sheet that the Magen quoted, that the Mishmur quoted in tafeshayin ches, that today that we light inside, yikna l'ner Chanukah. You can use the money for ner Chanukah. Ba'al kopanim lo yishe b'choshech. Misham muchach that we said, because the whole ikar shalom bayis is shelo yikashel. So how are you going to be able to use the money for Ner Shabbos, for Ner Chanukah, and have it inside, and not be violating the Issa of Ishtamish b'Ner Chanukah? The answer is because all it's accomplishing is what Ner Shabbos accomplishes, Shelo Yikashel. That's not called Ishtamish b'Ner Chanukah. To loka HaRashba, that the Rashba seems to think that that would perhaps go into the Issa of Ishtamish, but that's what it comes out as well. How does this relevant today? So this is in the Deer Shul, of course, they bring a lot of the contemporary poskim, the Moshe Eliashiv, Shlomo Zalman. Interesting, today we have light. We have electricity. So b'chal, you have to know how this affects the whole halacha of Ner Shabbos. The Ner Shabbos, is it really accomplishing what we originally intended? Should you close the lights before you light the Ner Shabbos? The Shechter advises that one should do that. And most people, I don't think, are makbe necessarily. So you have to say somehow that does add something, it adds ambiance. But umaisa, in terms of this halacha, a person doesn't have money for Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, but he has electricity. So how would this play out? So in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah, okay, I think it's going back, they say as follows. The first of all, they bring Ramoshe Nor Chaim Chelek Hey. Simon Chaf. He says Ner Chanukah would have to come first because we have the Chashmal anyway for Ner Shabbos, so we have the Shalom Bayis based on that. So the din would be different than in the Gemara. Then you could actually use the money for Ner Chanukah. So says Rav Yashiv as well, and so says Rav Sternbach. Meidach, he brings on Chaim Kanievsky in one of the journals. Shafil bismaneinu sheyesh or Chashmal. Nevertheless, Ner Shabbos adif. Gemara Paskis Ner Shabbos Adif, Ein Lahakib Lazeh. Okay, that's one thing. Pashtus, you would think that Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv and Rav Sternbach make more logical sense based on the Cheshbon that we said, because you have the Shalom Bayis already with the electricity. Then he brings from Shlomo Zalman, and let me actually read it from there, in Halichos Shlomo, the following suffix. On this issue, Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, it's in Perek Yud Gimel, in the Halichos Shlomo on Chanukah, Yud Gimel Os Tes, Sif Tes. Suppose a person is living by themselves in a house, an apartment, or if you have light, but the light is not kosher for mitzvahs near Shabbos or near Chanukah, and you only have one ner. You can either use it for Shabbos or Chanukah. So now, given the situation, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what now? Yesh l'estapek hei minayu adif. Do you use the light, the ner, for Ner Shabbos or for Ner Chanukah? What's the shayla? So you have the Shulchan Aruch in Tafesh Ein Ches, the Ner Shabbos comes first. But that's because of Shalom Bayis. But here we're talking about a loner, a person who's living by themselves, not a husband and wife situation. So maybe here we should say we don't have the Shalom Bayis issue, because it's not husband-wife, so then we should say Ner Chanukah comes first. Or Lo Plug Rabbanan. Once the Pesach was given in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, that Ner Shabbos comes first, Ner Shabbos would come first. What about the issue of the light, which is what we started with? If you have light anyway, so you don't have the shalom bayis concern. So again, so maybe then you can say Ner Chanukah should come first. Then he brings the Magen Avraham, that Bisman has said that we light inside, so you should light for Ner Chanukah because you're not going to be in the dark anyway. I also ishtamish la'ora, so it's like Shasa Sakana, Menichal Shulchano. Then he discusses some of what we discussed before in terms of what is considered Hishtamshus. Then he asks the following. If a person is relying on this Magen Avraham and he's going to light inside and he's going to have the Ner count for two things. Count for Ner Shabbos and for Ner Chanukah. What bracha or brachos will you say on this Hadlakas HaNer? Are you going to be able to make a bracha Ladik Ner Shul Shabbos as well as Ladik Ner Shul Chanukah? Or is that called Enos and Mrs. Chavilos Chavilos? You can't do that. It's one there. You can't use both brachas for this. That's a suffix of Shem Zalman. Maybe it's a Tati de Sassari. The other thing that one can wonder about is, okay, so if anyway the Mishnah says that many are cholik on this, I mean, where's the heker of Ner Chanukah? To the extent that Ner Chanukah requires a heker, so if you're using it for Ner Shabbos, how can that be counted for Ner Chanukah if you're lighting it for Ner Shabbos? The other thing I was wondering about is, I mean, halacha l'maisa is that once the Ner Chanukah burns for whatever the shir is, half an hour after Tifa Kochavim, then you're allowed to mishtamish la'ora, and it does it. You can put it out during the week and so on. So what are we talking about here in this situation? The person has only enough money to have either Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah. So he has to have the light for his suda, for Shalom Bayis. So he lights for Ner Chanukah. So what about after the time is up for Ner Chanukah? So what's wrong with using it for Ner Shabbos once the Zman Ner Chanukah is over? Are we talking about a person who has to eat a suda within, he doesn't have enough oil to burn a minute past the Zman of the minimum Zman of Ner Chanukah? And then, so he'll have to have a suda during the Zman that it's burning for Ner Chanukah, so then he's stuck, so it's either going to be one or the other. I mean, Mistama, he can, you know, have the Hanah for Ner Shabbos subsequent to the Zman that Ner Chanukah is already Yom Mekayim. So what would be wrong with that? They're going to say that if he did it for Ner Chanukah L'chatchila, it couldn't count for Ner Shabbos. We were speaking last week about Ner Shabbos, but it's not about lighting it L'shem. Maybe, I mean, in terms of the Maisa Hadlaka, as long as there was a Hadlaka, and it's later on serving what Ner Shabbos is supposed to serve, that would be called Ner Shabbos. It's not called Ner Shel Shabbos, the Etzen, or Ner Shabbos, called Ner Shel Shabbos. Ner Chanukah is some of this Hadik Ner Chanukah. That's the tzius of what it is. It's Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos is Ner Shel Shabbos. It's a Ner. I don't know, maybe if you light it to use it for after the Zman of Ner Chanukah is finished, that should be good enough for Ner Shabbos, and you can have your Shalom Bayis, and you can have your Chanukah. What's the problem with that? So you have to say some kind of a yeshu, why it's a problem to begin with. I mean, yeah. I'm saying, you're not going to put it out, but I'm saying, but the same way you could put it out if it were the week. So, once this Zman is over, you can be Mishtamish Ga'or too. So then whatever the problem would have been, that you can't use it for Ner Shabbos so long as it's a Ner Chanukah, if it's not Ner Chanukah anymore, so it should now become a Ner Shabbos once the time is over. So that's what I'm wondering, like, so what exactly is our problem? Unless you say he has the window of time that he has to eat a suda is you know, it has to be within the time that will be near Chanukah anyway, then there's no more oil. There's exactly enough oil for that Zman of Ner Chanukah for the half hour after it says. I don't know, just sort of, again, without learning B'Iyun, I just think another Ha'ara that came to me. Okay, so it's just a little bit of an interesting discussion. Again, some Sifin Shulchan Aruch, Tefer Shayim Ches. Okay. Any specific quote?